The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice, as the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord.
Jesus is the good shepherd. Jesus laid down his life for his sheep. If Jesus then is the good shepherd, are you a good sheep? Jesus comes to save us on the cross. He sends his grace and love to sanctify our lives. Jesus sends his infinite mercy and love so that we can reconcile with him when we sin and follow him in this life. Jesus is our good shepherd. But do we see ourselves as his sheep? What does it take to be a good sheep? Of course, another way of thinking of this is, what do we need to do to be faithful members of Jesus and his church? How do we follow Jesus with commitment and joy? In the scripture today we hear, the sheep hear his voice as the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Jesus is calling you. Listen to him. You might say one of the important ways of being a good sheep is listening to the shepherd. Listen to him in prayer. What is prayer? Why do we pray? Prayer, as we know, is a surging of the heart toward God who loves us. Prayer is conversation with God. Prayer is listening, speaking to the Lord, and receiving the grace we need to become saints. We must learn to listen by receiving the love of God. We are worthy of God's love. We also hear in the sacred scripture today, he himself bore our sins in his body upon the cross, so that, free from sin, we might live for righteousness. Jesus offers his life on the cross for our salvation. This is a total selfless act of love. What he gives us from the cross is infinite love, infinite mercy. What we receive from the cross is the same. It's that infinite love and mercy. And so don't walk away from the cross of Jesus in your life. Obviously, we walk toward the cross. We walk toward Jesus. We have to embrace heaven. From the cross, the Lord says, you must be willing yourself to offer your life. And so we live a life of service. We're called to live a life loving others, not hate or violence, not sin, not bound by selfishness or greed. Don't let the world manipulate you into thinking there's no need for God. Jesus lays down his life for us. Follow him. So we hear also in sacred scripture, beloved, we are God's children now. Why do we walk this life like spiritual orphans if we're God's children now? Why do you walk around like you have no heavenly father? We are God's children, but we don't live as God's children. Instead, we prefer to walk through life lost, wandering around like we don't see the truth of God. When we are lost, what will happen? What do we tend to do? We tend to walk toward false gods. You can read about this in human history. It's not new. Look at the history of our own country, the history of Mexico, the history of Europe, the history of the world. Humans in every part of history have walked toward evil and believed it to be good. This is not new. It's the story of humanity. It's the story of the fall of Adam and Eve. This is the effect of original sin. This is our disease. And the only way for us to be healed is through Jesus and his church. We are not orphans. We are sons and daughters of the Heavenly Father. We are not lost. We have been found by Jesus. The truth is not something we make up. It is objective and real. We receive it through Jesus and his divine revelation. Truth comes from God and is revealed to us in Jesus Christ. As sons and daughters of God, walk with purpose toward the light of truth. Walk toward Jesus. We hear in sacred scripture today, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is here to guide our hearts and souls toward his love and truth. You are his children. You are good sheep who follow the shepherd wherever he goes. This is trust. Trust in the Lord. This is us saying, Jesus, you are the Savior of the world. Only you can heal my soul. Only you know my heart. Jesus, I need you. as you come to receive Jesus, our Good Shepherd, in the sacrament of the Eucharist, I encourage you to pray these words in some form or another. When you come to the altar of God, say, "This is Jesus, Emmanuel. God is with us." Receive him. Adore him. This is Jesus Christ, our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.